comes out of your mouth. Say it once, say it twice, spread it around. Try to go viral, you're helping me out. Good or bad, that's what I'm about. No stopping, I'm coming hard. Everybody knows that I'm gonna be a star. You gotta play the game if you wanna win. And I hate to lose, so I'm into the end. Play on my level, that means you gotta get higher. Hold to my cloud nine, never a flyer. Think I'm the girl that they all desire. But I got a king and he's got me sad. Whoa, they want what they can't have. They want me but they can't have me. Think I'm about to win a Grammy. No one can stop me. What you gonna do about it? There's nothing you could do about it. You know I'm always true about it. And that's all I do about it. I'm back, just say, taking over, do my way. Sit the canoe, I'd be great, doing whatever it takes. Even when I had the shakes, push forward, knew the stakes. Are handing me the mic now, I think I finally made it. Hey, what you say about that? Another white girl who can rap? Well, you better take it back, because soy Latina, and you know how we act. Hey, what you gonna do? Cuban? Puerto Rican too, ooh. You didn't get the cue with the olive skin and the way I move. Ooh, no attitude, this is just how I do. You don't like me, baby girl, I don't care about you. We just wanna party and live our lives young. You know we're not stopping until the sun is up. What do you know about that?
So that's you on there.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Karma Music, right?
Yeah, that's me.
So how long have you been rapping?
Rapping a few years now, probably I'll say about years now.
Really?
Yeah, but like under the ground, you know, I have like a regular job that I do for support my living.
So are you like a closet rapper?
I'm a closet rapper with a lot of friends.
That sounded very professional. I like that. That was really upbeat. I like with the content.
It was actually recorded in a closet in a home studio. So definitely really? A closet rapper.
Oh, okay, cool. So I mean like, were you, when I say closet rapper, like were you practicing in high school or like?
I used to want to be a famous singer, and you know what? I got called things like the auctioneer, the businesswoman, and talk pretty fast.
Auctioneer,
because I could talk, like,
okay, really quick. So you're a talker.
Oh, yeah. And so I still get that, and I then, like, would write poetry, and then, like, I kind of was able to catch on to flows. And about, like, 4 or 5 years ago, like, well, actually, when Nicki Minaj came out, it's kind of, like, the inspiration that took me to, like, honestly, to, like, be, like, I could do that.
I could do that, yeah. And, and you wanted to do raps similar to her, which were, like, upbeat and fun.
Yeah, and definitely got people involved in the music. And, like, mine all has a lot more connotation of just, like, kind of rising above different things, like, in its own way. So, but still having that, like, swag to it that, like, people were like, yeah, this is dope. Like, but... and that's, like, some of my older music. Some of my more newer music kind of more resembles, like, a... I would have, like... You kind of heard me spit a little bit earlier. Like
No, yeah. Like, she actually, prior before, I heard two, like, real premieres. Yeah. And she spit it, which is dope, is, you know, she went full-on MC status, you know, no warm-up, just put the beat on and go and went in. And I like to see that because a lot of people... that rap kind of like to hide it or they're shy. And I'm always saying, like, if you're like a rapper and someone's like, you know, if I'm an agent and I'm like, yo, I want to sign you, like, you got to have your bars just ready to fire off. And yeah, that was dope. So I mean, is this like an end goal right here? Do you want to like ultimately
end, like,
off as like a Cardi B or something? Or you trying to get in the rap game, you're trying to get in the business game, you know, like everything?
Well, so I have a life plan, and so I have Crohn's disease, and I have like
Crohn's disease,
it's like a bowel intestinal disease, kind of like messes with your intestines.
You have that?
I have that. And
now?
So yes, I've had it since I was 18.
So what is what it explains?
It's just
that
like,
for people,
like,
don't know.
Really, it's like IBS but worse. And like, you
so you have irritable bowel syndrome a lot,
but like worse. Yeah. And then like my mom had it to the point where she went into a coma because it caused her bowels to like get inflamed, her appendix and her uterus specifically, and then they when they went to take them out, it like erupted. And
whoa,
yeah, it was like all this crazy stuff, and she went into like, a coma. And
how do you contract that? Is it,
it's like hereditary?
Oh really?
Yeah, it's hereditary, so it's not like something, but like she's awesome, she looks great. You saw a picture of her earlier.
Your mom was very, shout out to
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
My mom.
I saw she showed me, she was in like a white dress.
Yeah, she was beautiful. She
yeah, very, very pretty mom.
Thank you. And so she's been through, like, she was in a coma. She was supposed to die. Like, we planned her funeral and like she came back from the dead. Like, damn. That woman that you saw, yeah, she's like survivor, like role model, all that. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
great. Yeah. You know, a lot of people always like, yo, man, so who do you look up to? I'm like, my dad.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I don't know these people. Like, I know, I like their work.
Yeah, but it's like,
I like,
you know, that man's character.
Yeah, I know my dad's character. And, like, you know, like, to me, like, you know, like, my superhero. He's my number one inspiration in life in terms of, like, just seeing someone who works so hard. I think a lot of people forget, too, man. You know, people listening in right now, like, you also have to understand, like, you know, where you're at right now is because, you know, your parents.
Yeah. And they brought you into this, and, like, I wouldn't be at all where I am without my parents. Like, me and my dad aren't really on talking terms right now. Mm-hmm. But, like,
Are your parents still married?
No. Kind of tragic story. My dad left my mom for her friend when my mom was sick. Yeah, and then, but, like, they already had issues, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, wow.
And then, like, so my dad and I, we've had ups and downs. He's a great guy. We just don't see eye to eye. Like, and I, like, no disrespect to him at all. Like, we're just not on talking terms. I love him, and I respect him how hard he works for everything he's gotten in his life. Mm-hmm. We just don't have the most functional relationship to talk.
Right.
I wish we did, but it's just not there right now. But my mom, she's always been there for me. Had my back 120%. You know, like she'll be sick taking care of me, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's bizarre. And then my stepdad, who stepped in about 10 years ago, well, they're finally getting married this year in September after 10 years on their 10 year.
Oh, wow.
And
your stepdad and your mom.
My mom. Yeah. I call him my stepdad already. Cause you know, he's like my dad. Mm. And he got me my first car. Like, he like has always looked out for me and my, like, he's papa to my his grandson, my son, so I'm the same mom. So like, they, like, I couldn't do anything without them. They're my rock, you know what I mean? And, like, I couldn't be, like, I want to, like, my whole goal is to pay for, like, a wedding for them, their wedding. Like,
oh, that's sweet. Like, for your mom and the stepdad.
Yeah, because of everything they've done for me. So I'm, like, trying to bust.
So you've been saving
for, well, that. I'm, like, I have some deals coming in the pipeline that I should get a, like, significant income from. And with that, like.
You're
going
to do that?
Yeah, that's, like, where I want
to. Is that supposed to be a secret?
No, they know. Okay. I keep telling them. They're, like, no, you're not going to. And I'm, like, just wait for it. I have, like, this happening, and I'm gonna be able to, like, and I, like, as long as I put that in the universe and I bust my ass to do it.
That's kind of my end goal too. Yeah. Mine's more like, my dad is getting older, my mom passed, and you know, he was a successful businessman at one point, but now he drives Uber.
Yeah.
And you know, he's just like any basically blue collar who gets stuck in a lot of debt, and yeah. Right now he's just like such a great guy, but he, you know, he works a lot and, you know,
tires them out. Like, you want to be able to take care of them.
Yes, I want
to
be like, hey, dude, I want you to do this, like, your spare time.
Yeah, if you, like, feel like it. If you feel like you really need it. Like,
yes, then I don't want him to have pressure. Like, I wish, like, even before me, I don't care. I'll take the crappy car. Like, I'm good. I have a skateboard.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll hook you guys up. Like, you would rather be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have, like, my dad be chilling and be cruising than, like, I'm a basic as fuck guy. Like, yeah. I'm not into material things. I'm not into showing off.
Yeah.
I'm into experiences. I'm into
people, connection.
Connections. I'm into, like, you know, I just like being connecting. That's why I do comedy. It's like, I get a reward out of making people feel good.
Absolutely.
And I would love, and I will. Like, everything I'm doing.
It comes back to you. Like, you realize that. And like, whatever is supposed to happen is happening.
And it feels good. Like, the other day, like, you know, my dad's been holding me down for a while.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I pay. I pay. And I understand, like, he's dad, so he always has to pay.
Yeah.
But I also know a guy's kind of struggling.
Yeah.
So now that I'm making more money, like, I intercept and get the bill.
Yeah.
And even though he's trying to, I know it means a lot to him.
Yeah.
And I can, like, just step in and be like, Let me get your meals, Dad. Let me.
You want to take care of them? And, like, I'm not at that point either right now. And, like, I know what you mean, like, when you finally get there, because I've been up and down, you know, like, with careers. And, like, when you start a new business, obviously, you have to go through the heat of it.
Yeah.
And, but, like, that, like, that's what keeps me going, you know what I mean? Like, that, like, I want my family to never have to worry about a thing. Like, whatever it is, like.
You know what's cool is that you have that mindset.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's You're not like a bottom feeder?
Nah. Like, I want them to be able to, like, everybody around me enjoy, like, whatever it is. Why am I going to do it alone?
Right.
Like, that's why I'm building a team. You want
your wealth to trickle down.
Yeah, right? I want everybody doing something. Like, I always ask my friends, if somebody's in my inner circle, like, my really, like, all my best friends, they all own businesses or are up to something.
Yeah, they're up to something for sure.
Up to something. They have to be up to
something. You always have to be up to something. And I realize, because of now, I used to be Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, you know, that those action movies where it's, like, I'm going in alone, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I realized that's not the best way to do things. You need a fucking team.
Mm-hmm.
You need people on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And you need people who are better than you at certain things.
Absolutely. Like, they check you. That aren't,
they
like,
check
that,
you.
They're not, like, scared to check you. Like, all my best friends, they can only give me more shit than anybody. They give me more shit than anybody. Because they'll be like, Angel, I know you could do this, and you're not doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
because they're not going to fucking, you know, cherry sugarcoat shit.
Mm-mm.
They will expose your weaknesses. They will tell you, like, what they believe you can do.
Yeah.
And you know, people, and those are close people.
Yeah.
They'll tell you the shit you don't want to hear, but guess what? You need to hear that.
Yeah, and then, like, all of a sudden you realize stuff, and you're like, wow, you're making me
a
better
person. But
then
some people are just straight haters.
Yeah, yeah. No, but there's a difference.
You know what I mean? There's some straight haters.
No, that's different. But you know when your friend comes to you, they say something, like, genuine, like, hey, like, I really don't, like, think that's, like, what you should be doing. Like, honestly, we, like, you know what I mean? There's an approach. There's a way you talk. And then there's people being like, I get hater messages all the time. Remember when you and Dawson were talking about how, like, at 8 a.m.? The other day, 8 a.m., I got a message, dude.
From who?
I don't know. Random number back in Selena's saying some BS about how they saw my Instagram. Congratulations, you got new TV, blah, 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 blah. You got a new bed. Like, don't bring them up. All this crazy stuff.
Why are you sitting on that your couch holding on to those feelings?
Dude, like, I haven't lived there in 10 years.
I know,
I'm so confused. And
isn't
then
it
I, like,
sad when you go back to, like, your small town and they think you're the same person?
Yeah, and you're like, what? Like,
I've been through so much from this 10-year gap.
Yeah, like, you have no idea.
You're a plant, bro. Like, you just chilled where we're at. And sometimes it hurts me because I'm the same. I'm never too good.
Yeah.
But my experiences make me different. And the things I'm into are different.
And knowledgeable.
So I don't laugh at, like, you know, those stupid memes about, like, oh, let me make room for anal sex. And there's, like, a shit, you know, blog in the bowl. Like, that, like, humor that I used to laugh at, like, when I was, like, in eighth grade. Like,
yeah. That they still laugh at.
Yeah, they still laugh at. Like, that guy who's never, you know, he never left home, and he's just Facebook memes all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see him, and it's like, you've done so much in your life, but he still sees you as, like, a certain person.
Oh, yeah, they all do. And then, like, they're like, it's so funny, because, like, I was on set talking, I was on my girlfriend, Doubly. She's just releasing her new album. She wants, you know, shout out to her. And
Doubly?
Doubly, D-O-V-L.
Okay. Okay, shout out Doubly.
Yes, and Chromatic Productions, her new production label, being sponsored and distributed through Universal.
Wow,
that I'll be
amazing.
Working with.
Awesome.
Yeah,
shout out to Doubly and.
Yeah, and I help them with a lot of the different, like, random things. And she's my best friend, so, like, we do a lot of fun stuff. And we were on set the other day, and anyways, there's another lady there, and we were talking about how haters are your biggest fans.
Yeah, haters, because they pay a lot of attention.
Absolutely. They want you to mess up. They want you to fuck up.
And they spend a lot of energy thinking about you, and they could be using that to change, you know,
their life, you know, and make it something better for themselves. But it's like, they're, like, so jealous or so, like, envious.
And they're so stuck in it. You know, what's sad is, for a long time, I let a lot of that keep me down.
Yeah.
Like, I always was scared to show certain things because I was scared of the judgment or, you know, just... Yeah. You know, society's built on this structure that people think things are supposed to be a certain way. Like, oh, you need to do this or do that. Or we learn these 7 subjects in school.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everything I'm doing now has nothing to do with math, has nothing to do with history, has nothing to do with science, has everything to do with everything I went to detention for, like skating after school, being funny, interrupting the class, saying stupid shit to make the teacher, like the kids laugh. It's like, who'd ever thought? No one was like, hey, dude, you have a talent at talking shit.
No, but listen to this. So I, like, watched this video, and I don't remember where it was on Facebook, and it's this guy, he does these really cool, like, kind of rap song videos about like different topics, and one of them was about like the school system being corrupt, how you can see the evolution in cars and factories and like food and all these things, but you see the classroom back 100 years ago and the classrooms down, they're exactly the same, nothing's evolutionized there to be able to be revolutionized in how people learn, because people learn in different ways.
Right.
So my angle, you asked earlier real quickly if what my angle was, if I wanted to do music or be a businesswoman.
Both?
Well, there's more to it.
Okay.
I actually plan, I want to run for Congress.
Nice.
That's like one of my like really big end goals.
Fuck yeah. And wow, that's so, like a big end goal.
Yeah, so like I want to be
there. You guys hear that? Angelique
2022? That's what I'm hoping for. So
what do you mean, like governor of California?
I want to run for Congress just to be part of the board. I had spoken to, I've been to a few assembly meetings, and I've like spoken to a few people in those, I'm not going to name any names, but I like came up with an idea for a substance abuse treatment bill, which like kind of is similar to the education side, but how people receive treatment and rehabilitation, because right now there's no actual legitimate standards. You just kind of go in, you get your 30, 60, 90 days, whatever the heck it is, then you get the hell out, you know what I mean? And then they have this thing called the rehab shuffle going on. You got insurance, they pull you in, somebody will sneak you some drugs, you get popped out, then they run you through the system again, detox, all this stuff, till your insurance runs out, and then these people.
So it's like a hack.
Yeah, it is. And now, but
it's fun. That's how the jail shit is.
And then they, but like they go to AA meetings, which is not even considered treatment, and they don't have actual like standards for what treatment is. You go to the hospital.
It's like they go to AA, they quit fucking drinking, but now they have the worst cigarette addiction. Dude, well, not even what about all that coffee? Dude, you might get a heart attack.
Well, no, they get them hooked like again. They do this. They give them the drugs again, and then they like end up testing them. They get them kicked out. Then they go through the whole system. They milk the insurance.
Oh, so they're just trying to hack the insurance money.
Yeah.
So you want to create a bill to stop that.
Yeah, where you go in and you learn what makes this person, why they're doing the way that they're doing, how they learn, take in information, being able to analyze that, then put them in a specific rehab where there's a curriculum. If you go to the hospital, you have a heart attack, they treat you a certain way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they give you medicine, IV, you get billed for each one. They bill 30, 60, 90 days. They don't know what's happening in that time period. All they know is there's beds in there. There's, you know what I mean? But then there's these kids dying at the end of it on heroin, which is the biggest one. And I have had like more than 10 friends die of these addictions being put through these programs. And then you have these people out there parading like, do you know anybody who has insurance that needs to go to rehab? And I'm like, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? It's the rehab shuffle, and they're, like, just killing people left and right. And, like, everybody's wondering why that's happening. It's, like, the rehabs are supplying drugs. It's, like, very Cohen Hurst. And I told that I would get, like, a lot of, like, death threats if I ever tried to run this policy, because a lot of money is involved in this. But it's just, like...
It's so sad that, like you know, for everyone who wanted to try to change the world and something that, like, is fair...
Yeah.
It's, like, people get killed.
Yeah.
Because people lose money.
Yeah.
People lose freaking, you know, it's like you'd rather be immoral and collect, get money and fuck people than do what's right.
Yeah.
And I think that is what's the saddest thing about just like I deal with a lot of it because I do work in a more of a, you know, I work in the educational system.
Yeah.
And I can't really say certain things, you know, and I, but there are things that I completely disagree with.
Yeah.
Because it's so like, who made this up?
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell?
It's all made up by other people.
Yeah, but who?
It's like, no, but that's the whole thing, is that we give so much meaning to stuff that was made up by other people who gave meaning to it. That's the only reason that, like, things happen.
Or, like, you know what phrase I hate is, you're too old for that.
Mm.
You're too old to, you know, I heard a guy and it stuck with me because it got me really upset. I went to a concert. I was like, yo, I saw the GZA, you know, it's one of my favorite rappers from the Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
It's like 40-something now. And then this guy goes, come on, bro. Who the hell wants to see a 45-year-old man rap? I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
I'm actually impressed that a guy is that fucking old still rapping.
Yeah, like, give him props.
Yeah,
like,
give him props. Dude, that guy has a legacy. Like,
dude,
why is he too old to rap?
Because that guy thinks he can't do it himself, so how dare somebody else do it?
Exactly. That like, why is he too old? Like,
because he feels that way.
And I hate the fact that it's like, well, I thought like getting old was like, you gotta take naps and go to bed early and tuck in your shirt and look like your dad's friends and like... You know, like, it's funny to think, like, all the guys that I grew up with, we would always make fun of, like, the dad homies. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God, look at this tool. Oh, you know, and it's just like, I see my friends become those guys. Not my best friends. Like, fortunately, like, my friends all went after their passions and they're doing what they love. Yeah. But, like, guys in high school
who
just gave up, You know, when
trust me, I went to 5 high schools. I had a little, after my dad and mom split up, I went to boarding school, like, moved around a bit, like, you know what I mean? And, like, you see all these different people and how they've evolved. So I see a lot of different people in the different phases.
But some people don't fucking evolve.
No. Some they just people stay just where they're at.
And you know how I know Facebook.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and then they just post about it like it's normal. It's like, dude, why are you acting like you did, like, when you're 18? Like, you're 27. Or, like it's time to, like...
Like, you know, some, you know, I don't even watch the news or I don't, like, listen to... I watch my friend Channel Sham. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
This guy's there every fucking car chase, every sports score, every, you know, like, mugger that gets, like, hit with something on World Star. It's like, dude, you're like a media outlet.
Yeah, what the heck?
I'm just thinking, like, you need to go work for freaking Huff Post or something. Right? Or, like, go for, you know what I mean? Like, get paid for that. Find a way.
To make your passion a reality. Because
he's so entertaining. I can't get off his shit.
Really? Is it good?
Well, it's not. It's just, it is good because he's informative.
Yeah.
He's sharing shit. I don't know what's going on. I'm so busy.
Yeah.
I don't have time to watch the news. I've never seen Game of Thrones. So he just gives you little
snapses.
Everyone has these Game of Thrones.
I've never seen it either.
What is, I don't even know what it is. I've never seen it
either. You know what? We'll probably get shot right now.
Yeah, and people will get mad. Oh, you haven't seen it. I don't have the time. Not one episode.
Exactly. We're busy.
All the time. Although I do want to watch this shit, right?
Now that everybody's hyped it up so bad, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of like,
I kind of want to see it, but it's just like
sounds like so much time.
Like, I feel like the other day one of my students was reading Twilight, the first one.
Yeah,
she was like, "Wow, this is the best series." You know, that came out 12 years ago, and then I was thinking, I was like, "Oh, she wasn't even born yet."
Oh my
so
God.
She's reading Twilight like it's a throwback book that we read from like when our parents would get
oh
us, like,
my gosh, like Oliver oh my gosh, Dickens. Make me feel old.
Yeah,
yet.
Like Twilight is like old. Fuck, it's like a novelty now.
Like, oh my God, what about Harry Potter's like?
Twilight is amazing. I was like, what the hell? Twilight?
That was like yesterday.
How is that so? And it's like not really that old, but it is old for like.
It's like makes me feel like I'm so old now, especially I have a 4-year-old. So it's like that, like when he reads it, if he, I don't know.
He's probably going to read like Twilight, and that book is going to be like Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
For our generation. Like,
fucking Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, like that's Huckleberry Finn of this day and age. Like that's oh fucking God. Like
Harry Potter's like, gonna Harry be John's time back.
Harry Potter's Tom Sawyer. He's like the Mark Twain of our age. Like it's so sad.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
And because I'm with kids all day, so it's like they don't know anything that's cool.
Yeah, no.
They just know Fortnite. The BSM thing where they like watching videos of like people eating stuff
and playing with toys, right?
What, what is wrong with this?
Did you see?
There is nothing.
This kid makes like $50 million
a
year.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yes. And I'm like, my son's so cute. I can freaking do that.
You just watch him all day.
That all he does is watch him, and I'm like, dude, me and you could do this. Come here, grab your toys. We have those toys.
It doesn't matter. No. That kid figured it out, right?
Yeah, that kid figured out how to play with them perfectly.
So I have a funny story. Okay, so the company we work with, same like you, we make state of the art products, and we made this like amazing toy that just basically does anything, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sending this guy emails, the little kid Ryan.
Yeah,
he's making me mad. I'm DMing him. I'm being a stalker. Like I'm Facebooking him. And I don't realize, like, I'm being really creepy because he's, like, 8 years old and here I am DMing him. Ryan, what the fuck? So I was like, let's just kidnap this kid. Like, straight up, like, saving silver. Let's just kidnap him.
And make him freaking do a
force
fine
him to do the review, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Just
that's
put the bat over
his
head.
That was just an idea. It wasn't actually something we're going to do.
I know. It's not something we're going to do, but I thought it was funny.
No, but it was great.
A movie, like a comedy called Kidnapping Ryan.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Like, and the whole comedy is about kidnapping a little kid to do a toy review.
Yeah, it's like, he's a celebrity kid.
Yeah, he's a celebrity kid. And it just goes, like,
whoever steals this, you owe us rights.
You owe us rights. And it just, like, backfires because, like, maybe the kid's super smart, ends up being, like, home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he sets up fucking traps in the van.
He's like, don't worry, I got these toys. I know how to work the electronics.
Like, yeah, Ryan, he turns like the freaking robot
into a gun.
Into a bomb.
Sayonara, bitches.
I get electrocuted putting my hand into a socket. You know, like just stupid old gags. You know, I get hit with an iron.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He jumps out the van, lands on like a skateboard. Yeah. Like, he's like just
super talented. I bet he would do that.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Because it's just like...
Ryan, this, if you steal this, we want rights.
But it was recording. Just like, how sad is it, like, we've come to that level of, like, I am desperate for an 8-year-old
yeah, well, dude,
to review my toy.
He got his own line of toys now.
Yes.
And what, it's his own TV show on Nickelodeon?
Well, do you... Okay, what the sad part is, it's like, as much as we want to give him props, it's the parents.
No, his parents did it up. They set like, it up right.
Straight up behind the scenes.
They were like, Ryan, you're going to have every toy you want, but you're going to earn them.
It's every the, single every one. Toy. It's the parents. It's the parents, dude. Like Michael Jackson, it was the fucking parents.
It's the parents.
If he didn't abuse him, then you know what I'm saying? Like, he needed the abuse.
No, I know what you mean, but yeah. It's everything relates down to how you're raised and your
like you upbringing. Need as sad as I say it, like I didn't have a perfect past.
No,
actually,
either,
my
man.
Past was sad. Like if I had a biopic, I would have an interesting biopic because it was sad enough to be like, oh, that sucks. And then when people see now,
they're like,
oh, whoa, cool, more respect, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like. I appreciate that. I'm glad I got picked on by the Mexican kids. I'm glad I transferred to another school because I was scared.
It made you grow.
And it made my comedy my comedy is tragedy equals, like, what's funny about something we can relate to. So I have all these things I pull from my past that are painful.
Yeah.
But I spin them into funny. So that's what makes people laugh because they can relate to
the pain.
To getting made fun of. They can relate to having a girl, like, you know, break your heart. You know, these are all things we've all been through. Maybe you're the former fat guy. Like, how many people
are... I was a former fat girl.
Yeah, we're all the former fat guy. Like, you know?
I don't know. It's totally relatable. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about this before. Like, you know, how we were both kind of picked on. And definitely picked on. Like, yeah, like... I had notes put in my lunchbox while I was like, and they'd be like, open your lunch, read it, and be like, you're fat ugly, why are you sitting here?
Kids, I'll tell you, kids are the most fucked.
They're brutal.
They're brutal.
But dude, I thank them all. Like, I wish I could name my name, that'd be messed up, but like.
Why are kids so fucked, though?
Because of how their parents are.
Is it
dude.
Their parents?
It's their parents.
It's all parents, huh?
Because even though my parents would kind of say,
so is your kid super nice because you train him well? Or
with everybody, he's always a little shit with me. Mm-hmm. But he knows the second he's with anybody else, top respect. Everybody always says he was amazing. He was an angel. Anybody who spends time with him.
Okay.
So he knows that. And I was the same way. I was a pain in the ass to my parents. But you sent me over to anybody's house, mother and father, hello, how are you? Nice to meet you.
You
know what I mean?
Have to change it up.
No, I like knew how to act. My parents.
Yeah, all life is acting.
Dude, it's all adjusting to your environment.
It's like a big play. I always feel like life is like a big play.
What's going to mind now?
Like, we're just playing a role in every situation. Like, I'm a teacher now. Now I'm, you know, business guy. It's like.
I'm more different hats.
We just better
be. It's like Olivia Pope, or different
fucking pretending.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's weird. Like, you know when you play house with your kids or like, let's play tea party.
Okay,
like,
I go from playing mommy to playing businesswoman, owner of construction company, to playing Karma the Rapper, to playing the dorky friend, to playing the bitchy ex, apparently. I think I'm a freaking angel, but, you know, it's each their own.
But you know what's cool? You learn how to adapt.
You have to.
And the most successful people, they're they spread themselves out.
You have to.
Jay-Z, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Like,
yeah.
You know? Like, I'm not a rapper. I'm just a hustler who happens to rap. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to be like. That's why you said earlier what your goals are. And I was like, well, I want to make music. But, like, my whole
you
goal
also want to be a business person. Like, I'm
wanna,
a student.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be a boss.
So,
I
have
a rapper,
plan, though. Like, with my
skater.
Construction company, like, since it's the only female owner operated in Southern California.
That's cool. And when you think construction, you don't ever think, like...
Girls running this.
Yeah,
24,
you think, like...
29, like...
I think, like, Punisher... I don't know if... And you don't watch shows, but Punisher Season 2?
Nah.
Okay.
I wish I could,
there's
but
just,
I'm
like, a bunch
lie.
Of punk construction guys.
Okay.
And they try to, like fucking beat his ass, and, you know, he ends... But it's...
But I did the sales aspect. So
I just think
operations.
Of like that dude, you know, he's got the orange.
I'm ready to go.
He's got the thermal, you know.
Actually, that is kind of me though.
Is that I mean,
I don't wear the orange one, I have a black one.
I mean, but honestly, that is it's just a common truth, right? Like,
yeah,
if we look at flight attendants, they all have that little hat. You know,
yeah, well, you know, it goes with the territory.
You know, flight attendants don't
site.
Wear that hat. Or at least have that hat, the little hat.
I think it's now they have to wear their hairpin back. It was like a pin.
Is that the new...
I think that might be it. I don't know if maybe it was just like a...
You know what? Okay, so I was at this bar. It's like the most, like, janky bar. Like, when they're, like, guys wear sandals and, like, you know, freaking Tommy Bahama shirts. Like, no one has style. You know, the pants are, like freaking boot cut. It's straight leg. It's just like, sometimes it's just like, fuck, man. These guys, if they, like, everyone there needs a makeover badly. So then I was talking to the bartender, and he's telling me how this bar was open since 1938 or some shit. So he breaks out these black and white photos and shows me the people. Fuck, dude, it was like Casablanca. Like, everyone's like, hat, suit.
Oh, yeah. They're
swinging down. I was like, what the fuck happened to, like, people in class?
Yeah.
Like, we've become such, like, dirtbags.
Like, yeah, like, we don't, like, appreciate things.
I look over at the guy with the fucking, you know, the spike between his, like, you know, it was, like, in his, like...
Oh, like, between his nose.
Yeah, yeah. And he just had, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just like, man, I would love to have seen those days where people had to, like, wear a
hat and
a fucking suit.
I wanted to live in the
20s
so bad. I thought it would be so cool, like, to live in the flapper days where people dressed up for everything.
It would be so cool, but just be so racist.
Oh, yeah, but I look white.
I think you would get away. Me, not so much.
No, you
don't. I think my experience would be a little different. Like, they throw fucking milkshakes at me. Fuck, let's go pick on the Jeff. Throw me in a concentration camp. Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking beat me.
Yeah, no, you probably wouldn't be around.
Yeah, I would
much.
Definitely get fucked with. Yeah, yeah. Like, I used to think that, oh man, I want to live in the fucking 20s. Now, as I grow older, I'm like, nah, I pass. I would go back as like a white, like, if you could reconstruct me in a white dude, for back. Sure, I'm down. But not as Asian.
Not as
dude.
Me.
Not as me. Which is kind of cool if you think about, like, America and how.
Far
yeah, we
them.
Have fucked up shit. And yeah, like, you know, we have racism, but not like other countries. Like, if you go to, like, places in fucking the Middle East...
Oh, you're F.
Oh, they like, you're another race, and they want to kill you.
Oh, yeah, it's like, get down!
Yeah, like, Palestinians, you know, they deserve to die. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why does he deserve death? Because they are leeches, and it's like this nasty...
stigma that puts on everybody instead of, like, treating people as individuals.
Yeah, no one sees... Okay, this is the problem, I think, that people don't see in terms of, like, character... over, like, we look at race and color over character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were to see people through pretty and ugly, smart or dumb,
mm-hmm.
you know, fucking cool or stupid, like, whack.
Yeah.
You know, dope or, you know, whatever. Like, just those.
No, but you can't. Okay, so, like, let me just, like, for me on that aspect. Okay, so, like, I was bullied, like, incredibly hard growing up. And we talked about that, like, you know. Earlier again, and that has, and like, don't get me wrong, I've kind of had that glow up. I'm not gonna lie, I know I look pretty good, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but like, at the same time, people expect me to be a bitch when they meet me,
right?
Especially sometimes, you know, I do that, like, rest in bitch face pretty nicely. So people expect
but
me,
you also feel
no,
like-
but then they, like, 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, she's nice, is it fake? And it's kind of like, nah, like, I've been there,
right.
I've been on the other side. Like, anybody who shows me respect and is nice to me and wants to start a conversation, you better believe I'm going to talk back. And I'm going to give them my time of day.
My favorite thing is I love connecting with people I don't know. And, like, just finding that, like, that common ground of, like, you know. And that's what I get with comedy, man. Like, I'll be in cities you've never heard of. It looks like something out of Witness Protection Program. Like, the only reason you go there is to bury a body. Or you snitched on the mafia. Like,
yeah.
It's just really, like, out there. But when I go to those places, I always say, like, when you go to a comedy club, it's like, it's what is expected.
Yeah.
When you go there and make them laugh, they need it.
Yeah.
It's like, I had a guy hug me, like, my brother died. And he's like, I needed a good fucking laugh. And he, like, almost started crying. Like, they needed the laugh. Like, it's been that miserable.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I made that guy, like, crack a smile because, you know, his fucking brother died from a meth addiction in the high desert. And, like, I
made
him laugh,
you
know?
You like to heal people in a certain way. And, like, give them, like, something that, like, makes them feel better that they could carry with them.
Right. Like, laughter's the best.
Absolutely. And
I
can relate 1,000%.
I love fucking laughing. That's it. I just want to laugh. And, like, when I die, I want to laugh and, like, have a stroke. Like,
yeah. I want to go out, like, hey.
Like, late.
Yeah.
Like, just my soul flies away.
Yeah, like, hey.
Like, later, dude.
I got wings.
It was good times, bro. Good times, life.
Now it's time to go. No, but I can relate. Like, you like to... So I get the same impact with my, like, construction business because, like, I go after, like, how I got into it was, like, I worked in sales for construction in, like, home improvement, and I saw a lot of people getting taken advantage of. And when I had somebody first cry in my arms, like, thank you for taking the time, I spent 8 hours in their home helping them get finance, making sure everything was good. Like, they never thought they were going to get a roof. If they hadn't gotten a roof before that storm, their house would have been gone, and, like, the, like, 8 people lived there would have not had a place to live anymore.
It feels, like, good. Yeah. It feels, like, good to help people who need it.
Yeah. Like, you want to make sure that they, like, they know that you're there for them just because you want to be there for them. And, like, we talked about sales earlier, and that's kind of where I come from in any type of, like, situation. Like, I'm there for you because I'm here for you. Not for any reason, but just because I'm here. And whatever you want to tell me, I'm willing to listen to. It doesn't matter what it is. But, you know what I mean? I have my boundaries, obviously. But, like, if you're just a person wanting to share with me something that you got going on, like, let's talk about it. And
so you run your business like you try to connect with each person.
Absolutely. Every person.
More than just, like, the business transaction, right? Like,
oh, yeah. My finance guy who runs, like, 20 contracts, we're homies. Yeah. My contractors, we're good friends. Like, and it's because
It makes business, like, you almost mask the business.
It's almost like a hangout with your friends all the time. It's,
like, have you ever had to do business where it's like, man, I don't want to take your money, you know what I mean? Like, but I got to get paid, you know? Yeah. But at the same time, it, like, there's the exchange of what you do is, it just feels better.
Yeah, because you're helping out your friend and they're helping
you. It feels fulfilled.
Yeah. You know? And you know where they're coming from, their intentions. Like,
That's it. That's the key word, intention.
Yeah. They're doing it because, you know what, you're their friend. They could have called, I could call so many other people for this, but I'm calling you because we built that connection. We have that trust where, you know what, I want to do that for you. Not that I expect anything in return, but whatever karma's going to come to me is going to come to me. Whether it be through you, somebody else, or whatever it is.
Karma's real.
Karma's real, dude.
Karma's super real.
That's why it's my name. Like, my mom, like, she doesn't even know it, but she gave me that name. My mom used to always say, my mom had a lot of bad things done to her by my father, and I love him, I respect him, 100% hardworking man. They just didn't have, they had a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And, she'd always say, Angelique, don't worry, karma gets everyone. Karma gets everyone.
Karma does.
And I used to tell her, I go, Mom, I'm karma, and I'm coming around like a bitch. That's good. And so, because, like, I like to see justice as well. Like, so karma, like, sometimes karma needs a little shove, a little push to make things, like, get on the right path.
You know what's funny? It's like, I've experienced bad and good.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, like, last year, worst year of my life. And I just realized, I was like, I had to pay for some shit. Because if I look back on my life, like, you know, I spent half of it, like, I was a crook. I was, like, a delinquent, you know? Like, my friend asked me how many times you've been in jail. And I could tell you right now, like, more than both hands on my fingers, like, most fingers on both hands. Like, I was just not ever doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And so I finally went through this really, really stretch of the worst.
Yeah.
To finally getting really sick where I felt like I couldn't even work. I was disabled. I applied for got rejected for everything.
Yeah.
Just
you start crumbling yourself.
On the cusp of dying, basically. Yeah. And then you just think of any great Jesus, like the sacrifices he had to endure, like to be reborn. It's just like you sometimes need to be reborn. Like sometimes
you
needs to fucking be beaten. It's like those Rocky movies. You win one championship, you get that ego. Mm-hmm. Now you're, instead of training,
you're out there partying. Yeah.
You know, you're making a rain.
I did that. I promise you, I did that. And you know what? It comes back and it slams on your freaking face, man.
Yeah, it does. And you get knocked down, and that's when you have to recalibrate.
And you have to be it to the point, like, I hit rock bottom last year. Like, people, like, it's honestly, like,
rock bottom, me too.
I haven't, like, you can look at my Instagram and you won't think, like, oh, Angela, you had great, yeah. You know what? Because I have to make the best of every day that comes to me.
You have to.
But I hit rock bottom last year. Like, I had stuff happen that nobody would ever think. And, like, to the point where I was, like, at one point I thought I was going to lose my house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then I, like, you know, I, like, came up with something because I knew that I could do it. Like, I had to. At that point, there was no choice. I have a kid. Like, I have things. I could go take the easy route and, like, take the regular job and finally just cave in. Or I could just bust my ass in, because if I do that, I'm going to fucking hate myself, because I know I was meant for more. I know I was meant to do more. I know I was meant to help more people, because when I do more, I know where I come in. My intention is to rise everybody around me and anybody that we can possibly touch and bring them something that, like, lifts their spirit, lifts their life, lifts their, like, if they ever think about us, and I hope one day they do, and that it brings a smile to their face knowing that we brought something to them.
And that's, you know, at the end of the day, like, that's it. Yeah. When you die, you're just like, you know, karma was dope. Like, I want people to say that.
My grandfather Wang just was up, dude.
Wang was a legend, bro. Wang was a freaking, you know, that guy was a legend. Like, that guy, you know, and you know, people could sit around at a fireplace and say the incredible things you did. I remember when that guy did, you know, lent me a buck when, or whatever it was that you did to help someone.
I know. You know what? My grandfather just passed this past July. He was my best friend. Like, me and my dad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. He watches over me. He's my guardian angel. I got disowned from my family a few times. I went to boarding school. Different things happened. But my grandpa and I always kept close. And he was a person I interviewed for essays about, like, the transition from the Grapes of Wrath, like, and his journey from Cuba to the U.S.
Wow.
And so I interviewed him on that. I would always talk to him about different things. He went to the Army at one point before the Bay of Pigs got out, after the Bay of Pigs. You know, and so I went to the Army at one point. So me and him have always bonded and connected. Even when I was disowned from family events, I would drive separately to go visit him on weekends. And we bonded more than any of the other kids. And I actually had his last drink with him before he went to the hospital and passed. So on May 12th last year. And,
you know, that's... And so was he the last person... Was he the last person you saw before he went?
No, actually. So he was in the hospital after that for a few months. Okay. I would drive down there almost every single day, down to Oceanside from Orange County, and visit him in the hospital. But I was one of the only people that got him out of bed. I'd be like, Grandpa, get your ass up. He'd be like, oh, I don't want to... He wouldn't move for other people. And then I would be like, get up now. And he would be like, talk to me. Like, I was one of the only people he'd actually move for. It was really hard in his passing. I happened to be away for a work thing, and I got the call that they were going to pull a plug, and I wasn't really good on terms with my family, even though I was there at the hospital the most. Anyways, it's our subject, but he passed, and my grandpa was that guy that he had, like, a couple hundred people at his funeral, and he was friends with everybody, like the most random people, from elite politicians to actors. And he was just a businessman, came over from Cuba, built from scratch, started with tomato cans in soil and a little yard, and grew a multi-million dollar plant, like nursery
love
business.
That. I love that.
Yeah, and like, he's like the one that always told me, Angelique, you can do this stuff. He could sing like Frank Sinatra in Spanish. His best friend was Lucho Gartica, a famous Spanish singer. Like, anybody who he met, he made feel like their best friend, even for an hour. And like, he had people show up that he hadn't seen in 15 years. They're like, your grandfather was one of my best friends. Everybody, your grandfather was my best friend. Your grandfather was my best friend. Everybody said that about him and that impact. And then like, I felt like, I was like, if I could be anybody, it's going to be like my grandpa.
Who came and you know what's crazy? You know? Just to have that around you.
Yeah.
To have that type of greatness that can inspire you. And that's what like doesn't surprise me while you're so like, go get it. Go do this, do that, do that.
Yeah.
People need that to be able to be like inspired to do more things. Like, I wouldn't be here without my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most incredible person to me in the world. Like, what he's done, what he, you know, and I know I've seen him at his best. I see him at his worst.
Yeah.
Actually, his best is now more than when he was like the most successful in terms of like his stealth and his status. Now he doesn't have that. But he has this wisdom and this life that he's lived, and I've seen it. It's like, you know, I hate people give me advice when you're not that advice.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you're not a millionaire. Shut your ass up. Yeah, you used to work at, like, Taco Bell. Shut up.
Yeah, like, what are you doing with your life? Shut your ass up, dude.
Like, my dad was, I seen his shit. He was a millionaire. I have magazines, I have cutouts and shit. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
So I'm like, he's been there, and if he's going to say something, I'm going to listen, because guess what? He was my age at one point.
He's done this shit.
He's the wise guy in the woods that, like, when you're practicing karate and he sees something in you and the old Chinese guy comes out of the bushes and he trains you.
Yeah.
And you're like, who are you, old guy? And you're, like, making fun of the way he looks. This guy is probably, like, the prime minister of China at one point. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people who are humble. I love discovering shit about people.
Yeah.
That's why I don't tell people what I do.
Yeah.
I love when people hit me up. What the fuck? You're a comedian?
Yeah.
No, I don't need to tell you.
Yeah.
I want you to meet me.
And then go from there.
Find out, like, I do some cool shit. But
yeah.
I'm me regardless.
Exactly.
I don't need to be any fucking one special.
That was exactly, you know, I love that mentality. I really do, because it's exactly where I come from.
it's where you come from, because it's like we were never those people growing up. Like me and you, like you're saying, like you got picked on, so I obviously know probably what you went through in some sense. Because I was never the cool dude. I was never the one that, like, when we went out, like, there was any eyes on me.
Nope.
It's not that I wanted that either. It's because I worked so hard every fucking day because I hated myself. And I was so fucking envious of everyone around me.
Oh, yeah.
That I never saw the specialty that
I was within you. Because it was different.
You. And there's these things you can develop. You can get fucking hot.
Yeah.
You could lose weight. Like, how many big people, like, underneath all the Cheetos?
And, you saw my transformation.
Yeah. Like, you can get hot. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. If you get a personal trainer, you get down to 8% body fat. Maybe
you could
your
do
face
a 15-minute video on YouTube every day.
Maybe your face is busted. Get implants. Get freaking ripped, dude. You're done. You still look better than, like, half the people now. Like,
it's okay to be different. It's okay
to be different. Embrace your, like, uniqueness.
People told me I talked too much. People told me that I was too loud, that I said too much, that I cared too much for other people. And you know what I stopped doing? I stopped caring about what people thought. I just started caring about people as a whole. And when you stop caring about what they think and only about what aspects you should care about them, it changes your relationship.
It does change your relationship.
Absolutely. Because they know you're not there for them to use you, but they know you're there for them.
Yeah.
And that's a difference.
It's a big difference. And I also think that, like, yeah, I went through a really, like, weird time in my life where I had completely changed everything that I was about. Like, I'd say, and when I was really young, I figured it out. I was like, this is when I realized, like, in school, I was bad, but what I didn't realize is I was doing me. And I was onto something, even when I was in high school.
I feel you.
And everyone was like, they saw it. You're onto something. Don't ever stop that. Mm-hmm. But guess what happened when I hit college? I get the girlfriend that thinks, this is not cool. Skating, you're too old for that. You need to get a corporate job. Oh, I'm not going to date you. You need to impress my mom. Your car is shitty. You're still on the bus. It's like, all these things you had to freaking
these tears you have to hit to please the people around you.
I realized that, like, all those years
they came
wasted,
up with them.
They came up with them, and all the years I wasted, the years that I thought, like, working at a high profile job and getting that salary and, like, that 401k, like, that defined me. Fuck no. What I do now is what defines me, because I was just a freaking number.
But let
in
me
a
just
machine.
Tell you, you had to go through that to appreciate what you're able to do now. You had to go through that shit to be.
You have to.
You have to. You can't.
Have to.
You can't just think.
Spartacus didn't fucking.
No.
He started out as a slave.
Yeah.
You know, and like Gladiator, right?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, this guy's family was burned, and then he had to, like, freaking.
You have to rise above the ashes.
You have to rise above the ashes.
You have to be burned. Okay. You have. Okay.
You have to be burned. You have to be spit.
The real successful. They have to be burned, beaten, trampled, have no source of life left in them. And get the fuck up and march on. Like, that's the truth. You have to be told you're a piece of shit that can't do nothing with your life. And you have to fucking sit there in that and be like, who the fuck gave me the right to do that? To think this.
Yeah, and that's, like, the wrong people.
Right? Like, you have to get away from that. You gotta be like, I was given life. Especially if you're listening to this, you have the capability to have Wi-Fi, a phone, internet access. People are begging for water. And I'm not one of those people who's like, oh my God, the country's dying. But it's like taking appreciation for those small things will get you through the things that you think you have to suffer through.
Yeah. Gratitude. If your attitude is gratitude,
you're going
to
win.
And I don't, sorry for the first time, I don't like try to live like,
it's not like holy a ghost here. No, don't get me wrong.
I think if you live every life as a separate day and a separate life, it's like some people don't even wake up the next day.
No.
Like today, okay, I had an epic weekend.
Yeah.
But guess what? Today's a new day and I had a great fucking day today. I forgot about my weekend. Yeah, that's cool. It's done. It's on Instagram. On to the next.
Dude, you literally forget about what you do because you're so wrapped
up
in
what you're so doing shit. Now we're here doing this podcast.
Exactly.
I was filming
a music video 2 days ago.
It's
like,
done. On to the next.
Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, that was cool, but now I'm doing this. And then it's like there's something else I'm doing the next day, so I can't hold on to this.
You can't hold on to nothing. It's like you gotta be creating new experiences.
You're evolutionizing everything.
You're evolutionizing. And I'm realizing realizing, like, when you're in that state of flow, I don't have time to hate on people.
I don't have time.
When I'm idle, I get thoughts. I'm mad at people.
I'm not gonna lie, I got pissed at my ex for no reason. Like, I got pissed at him just to channel your anger towards.
I have a friend always. When I'm alone, I go to him.
Yeah, you're just
but
like...
But why? He's a nice guy. He has a family.
I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah, like, who gives a fuck what he did to you at 19?
Yeah, I know.
You know, but I just choose to hate him because, when I'm idle.
Yeah, because that's what's going on with you. And so you totally get also, because you've been there, you get where the haters are coming from.
You get hated.
And you know when they're coming at you, you're like, hey, bitch, that's all you, because when I hate...
Understand. Yeah, I hate when I'm doing nothing and I'm mad.
Uh-huh. And when you hate... You ain't doing nothing.
When you start hating, okay, guys, if you're out there and you're hating on someone, you're not doing it enough.
Yeah, you're not doing
enough. Because doing diminishes hate.
Yeah, if you're, like, doing enough with your life, you don't have time to hate. Because your positive flow is so strong
that you're just going.
No, you don't even have time to think. I, like, try to stop myself to think sometimes, and I feel a little retarded.
I don't want to.
No, but, like, when I read a sentence, I'm like, wait, what did I just read? I got it, but did I really get it? It's like, you know, you're so fast.
You're so fast. You just keep it moving. Keep it fucking moving.
Yeah. And I have a 4-year-old that keeps me moving more than that.
That's amazing, yeah. You got the 4-year-old, by the way, who looks hella white. He's like blonde hair.
I know, my ex-husband, like...
Was he,
White as hell? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, super white.
So is that your style? You like super white dudes?
No, so like, and now I'm like not going for the whole white thing necessarily,
Like strongly. The blonde hair, white guy.
Yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, I kind of like, and no offense to
anybody. I mean, nobody,
but,
I mean,
like,
that's your shit, right?
Like, yeah, some like, people personally, have their shit. Yeah, like, personally, like, I'm no longer... I feel like light eyes eat the soul.
Yeah, you know what's sad about the blue eyes? I think of like the Indians, like the blue eyes tried to burn our family.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. Like, I feel like they like you can see too much in, and it's not real. Like darker eyes, like you could like they have a brain behind it, but like the
blue eyes. Yeah, it's not.
Nothing like personal.
So for me, it's just they wear color
is.
Contacts, and it's like you're Asian. Why are you? Your hair isn't green. You know, like you're brown. Eyes are fine.
Yeah, no, like, and like, you know, it just means I'm full of shit up to here. I'm just kidding. That's everybody jokes. But when you like think about like with dating with all these like different people, especially in Los Angeles, it's like the worst. I left my ex-husband.
Oh god, like, dating here is so whack.
It is so whack. And when I left my ex-husband, I like kind of want to like a little bit of a dating spree, and I was just like, you know, anything goes. like well, not like anything, obviously I have standards,
yeah,
but like, you know what I mean, like I'm like, you know what, like this is not, I don't need an image, because I stayed with him for an image, like, you know, people do that, and like I did.
Yeah, well, you get more like like I had a girlfriend like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to break up with her because I liked how we looked.
My family liked how we looked good in photos.
Yeah. Everyone kept saying, "Show." You know, it's people too. They keep telling you how perfect
you guys are. You guys are perfect. Yeah.
Fuck no, we're not. We have nothing in common.
We
fight every day, dude. Like my ex, like God bless her soul, she's married, and I'm glad we just couldn't.
No, me and my ex, we got married. I'm not even related to proxy.
My blood pressure went up. Like, you know, you can die. Like, I'm not gonna lie. If you're in a bad relationship, you can literally...
I played frisbees with plates one time with this guy. Okay, like...
Like fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, like, no. See, that's so bad.
He was so crazy and, like, big, though, that, like, that was, like, I got last plate. Don't mess with me. Like,
dude,
you know what I mean?
Like, but when it comes to a point of throwing dishes...
Like, it's time to get the fuck out.
Like, it's freaking, like, you know... That scene in Sword of the Stone where they're like the dishes are flying on their own or something, like it's like, no, dude, that's too much.
No, but he wouldn't let me leave when somebody's like, I'm gonna be married to one person for the rest of my life.
I don't think, you know, I hate when people are like, you know, you ever those people like, man, you know, if you're not fighting your relationship, you ain't going through shit, like it, you know, it's not a real relationship.
Oh my
like,
God,
actually, I'd rather not fight.
Yeah,
like, why would I want to fight?
I'd rather just enjoy each other's
why
company.
Can't we just, why do we need to fight all crazy?
Yeah, like, and it's like, some people get like
I get it, like,
rush.
Yeah, maybe we'll grow off the bickering, but why the
no, the bickering's okay. It's the fighting, like, the actual fighting, like, that's like, what do you want, like, a 90 minutes on you and your wife? Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
just fighting and
like,
it gets
it all
violent.
Started with a love relationship, and all of a sudden, Karen didn't feel right. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
Karen didn't feel right. Yeah, and then, yeah, she died. He killed her.
He kills her, yeah. and then she ends up at the body.
Yeah, like, he meets her on a boat. Yeah. Like, it's so fucked, dude.
Exactly. And then people are like, but we had some real good passion. It's no, like, you ended up dead.
He killed you. Fuck, it's so scary.
Yeah, like, I like, people are like, you and Noah need to stay together. I'm like, I'm not trying to die.
I think, okay, if I have to lift something up and then, like, I don't know. It's either me, if it's, I don't know. It's either something wrong with you or you need to get the fuck out of that relationship.
Yeah, no, I like, yeah, I like dipstick. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean, though?
I don't know. Like, I've always been in things and, This is my first year where I just kind of went celibate, like, in terms of, like, you know, the longest I've been single.
Yeah, same here.
I'm 2 years. It. I love it. I've gotten the most done and I've gotten the most self happiness
out of being single.
Well, because I've always had to rely on someone for that,
or appease somebody else.
Or this mom fucking didn't like me because I had tattoos. You know, like the one I love the most, where like I felt like it could have gone next level.
Yeah,
it was. Sometimes it's not even you. It's like the fucking family's. Like, I feel like with me, I always have bad luck with women. Like, I'm Deuce Bigelow of women and real like relationships. Yeah. There's always, like, a fucked up mom, or the boyfriend scarred her, or, like...
I can feel that. Like,
there's always something around... It's, you know what I mean? It's not, like, us.
It's always, like, it's something. It's like, oh, you don't know
what my ex did to me. Like, it's...
What does that have to do with me?
I'm not ready for all that. Like, what do you mean you're not ready? And 1 year later, they're pregnant already on Facebook.
Married to somebody else?
They live in fucking Illinois now. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No, I'm so good, too.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not ready. What, you're pregnant? What do you mean you were ready?
Yeah, you had a baby.
5 years, you haven't been ready. Now you have a baby, and you moved. Like, get out.
Whatever.
I hate people, dude. It's just like, people are ready or they're not ready, and that's it.
Like, you know what? I love everybody until it comes to a dating aspect, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm like doing some stuff right now, like you mentioned, you know.
It's just like, so much. I hate it when there's like I hate it when there's baggage. My ex-husband.
Let me clarify what I don't like about it. I don't like it when it's baggage they're not willing to resolve. Like, if it's baggage, everybody has, I have fucking baggage, so I can't hate on baggage, you know what I mean? Even though, like, I don't normally necessarily date people with kids, even though I have a kid, I'm kind of, like, an oxymoron on that one. But, or hypocrite, whatever you want to call it. But when it does come to them, what were you just saying? Sorry, I lost.
No, you're just saying, like, with people that aren't ready and baggage. Oh, yeah.
No, but, like, if you have baggage that you're willing to, like, you've dealt with on your own, and, like, you're, like, even if you bring it in, we're able to talk about it and deal with it, like, that's different. Like, you get over it. Like,
we're adults.
We have shit to do. We get the fuck over it. Like, we get over last weekend. We get over the shit that happened. Yes, if it comes up to you because you're human, things come up. We deal with it in the moment, and then we move the fuck on because we got shit to do.
We got things to do.
Money making, like, you know what I mean? We have things on our mind to prioritize where it's like that can go and that needs to go. Because if not, you're going to be trapped. And then if you get trapped...
You get trapped heavy.
The cycle starts where finally you have to hit rock bottom to pull yourself all the way back up to where if you can let go.
Like, the hardest is like when you get... Yeah, when you get stuck in that like...
Limbo.
Yeah, and then you like... You don't know how to like break it off. And then you're just like... I don't know. I always had a problem with like breaking up or like...
I like to be, like, straight up, like, I don't like to beat around the bush. Like, I'm just like, this isn't happening anymore, or, like, I don't know.
You gotta kind of business it up, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, like, you know, like, I could go from, like, haha, and, like, the dorky, like,
sorry,
friend to, like, And some people are like, wow, you're so, like, like, my cousin at one point
said... 2 weeks salary.
She said my Bumble looked like an interview page.
Oh, my God.
And I was like...
That's so intense.
No, she's like, I call it, like, successful entrepreneur.
My Bumble is like an interview page.
And I was like, if you're ready to build an empire. Well, like, but, like... whoever sees that that's meant to be with me, or, like, well, obviously I haven't met my love of my life on Bumble or anything like that, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I got goals. Like, you gotta be on the same path.
Why fake it?
Why, like, am I gonna be like, because if we meet each other...
I'm not trying to, like, a Kevin Federline, like...
Yeah, you know, if you're being basic, okay, and we hang out, and I don't want to be basic with you anymore, then you're gonna be upset that we wasted this time. And it's like, if you knew from the get-go where I'm going... Mm-hmm. And where I expect you to be, like,
yeah, you need to be on my level.
You need to be on my level, and I'm not trying to be a bitch about it. And, like,
but you got standards. You're a boss. You're making moves. Like, let's just be quite frank. You can't be dating some, like, scrub. You got to be dating someone that's, like, either going to be on your same mindset or someone that's going to help you,
especially,
and not like suck you dry.
No, yeah, and I'm a very strong-minded woman. I've been through a lot. Like, I got sent away to boarding school. Like, I've been bullied. Like, I went to wilderness, like, rehab as a kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, army stuff. Like, divorce, whatever it may be. Like, you know, all that stuff, and. Like, what I've taken from that is just to build up from there. And it's hard to, like, really describe it. Like, going through everything like that is, I wish, like, I could say that it was easy and, like, but no, it was fucking hard. It was some, like, hard
action. You mean this divorce?
No, I meant everything.
Okay. Like what you went through.
My whole life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything from, like, start, like, being bullied. Like, but I don't regret one day of it. Like, I don't regret absolutely one freaking day of it, because it's led me to where I am now.
You know what my dad always said to me is, like, you know, a diamond's created under pressure.
Yeah.
You know, like, some of the most amazing things, it's like, you know, like, if you want a sword to be sharp, you gotta, like... You gotta freaking chisel out that blade, absolutely. You know, like, every day.
Yeah.
Just freaking. And,